Warriors sound coverage of the NBA Finals picks back up here with Marcus Thompson, Bay Area News Group columnist, longtime Warriors beat writer, and the author of Golden. We'll talk about all of the above, but start with keys to this series, what you're looking forward to when you see tip-off, right, at Game 1 on Thursday night, Marcus.
I want to see an aggressive Steph Curry, see if he's looking to attack whatever the situation is, especially if Kyrie is on him, make Kyrie defend. I'm looking to see if they get out in transition, if they push the pace. LeBron has a natural skill of controlling tempo. Like, he controls it at his pace. He pounds the ball and walks it up, and I want to see if the Warriors are going to break that and force them to run. Then I also want to see how the bigs do against Tristan Thompson and the athleticism the Cavaliers have. If Zaza is, you know, having problems, they'll probably go to JaVale. If JaVale is having problems, in the end, it just might mean Draymond Green at center. So I kind of want to see how that plays out, because Tristan Thompson is a monster to deal with. So that's what I'm looking for in Game 1.
When you think of what Kevin Durant now means to the operation, it was really cool to see you doing the MC work at the court unveilings that KD did with the Kevin Durant Charity Foundation, and how they brought some courts to downtown Oakland, and you were part of it, and remembering what that was and thinking of the impact he's been making this season on the court and off. How does all this come together now with the legacy that's being built here in Golden State?
I think it's pretty interesting how Kevin Durant has become, like, so ingratiated in this already. He's not an outsider anymore. Like, that was pretty fast, you know. I don't think Andre Iguodala got acclimated this soon. He's definitely a part of the culture. Like, he's bought in, you know. They embrace him. Whenever you see players arguing with each other on the court, like, that's when you know there's a comfort level there, because that type of stuff leads to either dysfunction in the locker room, or it just shows you how strong they are that they can do that and it's not a big deal. And so seeing him scream at Steph or Draymond scream at him, that's where I'm like, man, they must really be cool, because otherwise that would be a problem. And he's done it really fast. I don't think people understand how fast. It's not been a year and he's already infiltrated into this whole thing. So imagine 2 or 3 years when, you know, their chemistry becomes like the team, you know, from last year.
What were some of the X factors, do you think, in this series on both sides?
So Klay Thompson is an X factor, because if he's making shots, that's just killer for the Cavaliers. And conversely, you know, I think Kyle Korver is an X factor, because, like, they got to find offense from other places. You got LeBron, you got Kyrie, and the Warriors added Kevin Durant, so they're going to have to figure out a way to get buckets. So Kevin Love, even though I think he's better than an X-factor type of player, like, he's a starter and they need him, like, they got to get offense from places. So if somehow Kyle Korver gets loose and makes some threes, that could be enough to loosen it up for LeBron. I think definite X-factor there. I think Andre Iguodala is an X-factor, because he's going to have to guard either LeBron or Kyrie, one of the two, and that's the answer to defeating the Cavs. It's containing those dudes, preventing them from getting 82 points like they did in Game 5 last year, and making them work. And Iguodala's one of the guys who can do that. And if he can hold, take one of them, it's going to be hard for Cleveland to score enough. I don't know if they can keep the Warriors under 100, which means they're going to have to score 100. And that's going to be tough to do against his defense.
Marcus Thompson of the Bay Area News Group joining us here on Warrior Sound. He's also the author of Golden, chronicling the early part of the career into the past couple of seasons, where we've seen Stephen Curry win back-to-back MVPs. And how has the book been received throughout this playoffs now, as you go on different shows and you're talking to people about what they're enjoying about the book? And what other part of the story do we think will be written here that you may be called upon to add a preface to a next edition with regard to?
Man, why are you trying to kill me? You worried about next edition? I'm still recovering from the first one.
Because the story is going to keep unfolding.
Man, I need a nap first. So, you know, so far the reception has been pretty good. I think one of the concerns that I had was, you know, one, Steph's story wasn't really finished. So how do you tell a story midway through? But also, Steph's story doesn't have the typical juicy stuff, you know, the the controversy, you know, the fall from grace, or the drama, you know, that you kind of need to overcome to make a good book. So it seems like people still like his story, and his story is inspiring, and like packaged all together, I think kind of we know it in pieces, but getting the detail and the behind the scenes looks and just seeing the whole story together, I think that matters. That's, you know, people like that. And mostly, you know, like, this book is like for the culture, you know, because growing up here, the Warriors were never relevant enough to get a book. You know, there's never books about things about the Warriors, right? And to have a book published by a national major publicist, you know, and about the Warriors, it's like something to kind of mark how this thing has grown. So they've got a championship, you know, and, you know, there's hats that are hard to get and jerseys and all that stuff. But in 20 years, there will be a book talking about this. And I think that's special for me. I know that.
Well, it's awesome. And we wouldn't put you to work any more than you're doing, because you're covering the series.
Know,
you've been
right?
at this for a
you
long
trying
time.
To kill me?
No. I just know that. I heard on one of our favorites, friends of the program, the Hang Time podcast with Sekou and Lang. Sekou Smith saying was such a page turner. He ripped through the book so fast that it was like, whoa, I forgot to have something with me on vacation. Like, people really are enjoying this book to that degree, and you got to feel great about that.
Absolutely, especially, you know, writing is such a book is such a vulnerable thing. It's not like a column where I'm going to write one the next day. You know, it's like the Warriors in the finals, right? It's cool when you lose and you got another game to play, but you lose game 7, you got to wait. You just got to wait and be vulnerable until you get a chance to redeem yourself. So, you know, I did feel like, you know, what if people don't like this? I got to hurry up and write another book.
Isn't it amazing where everything has gone with all of this, though, yeah. when you stop and, like, reflect and look around? I mean, I remember there were games when I first started with the team where it would be, like, you and Rusty and I in a room, and, like, that's what was covering the Warriors. And now as the story keeps building and unfolding, I mean, just across the way, NBA TV is here, Steve Smith. I mean, this is, like, unbelievable what's taking place here as we see the Warriors in now 3 straight finals.
I think that part gets overlooked. The rags to riches storyline of all of this, you know, I think, like, Warriors fatigue outside of the Bay Area has gotten so strong. People forget, man, this is an incredible reclamation of this franchise in this area, because, man, I remember, like, I was started to beat in 2004, and the Warriors were the sleepiest team in the league. Like, you go on a road game and there's nobody showing up to those road games. And at Oracle, it was good, but you go out, people didn't understand, people didn't care about the Warriors. So to see where they are now, like, arguably the most popular team in sports in America, for sure, they're up there. It's crazy to see the Warriors at this level, to where I was just listening to a video of Kobe Bryant talking about how great the Warriors are. Kobe Bryant, who plays for the Lakers, who used to be the biggest draw at Oracle. It's just insane how different things are. And at some point, here's the real crazy part. There's going to be a generation of people who the early rough struggle years was like the first round when they lost to San Antonio. Like, people, there's going to be a generation of people looking back, oh, remember how we had to pull ourselves up from the first round?
And then boom, a third straight time in the NBA Finals. Looking forward to it, Marcus. Thank you so much for joining us here.
No problem. We're in it. We're going to Cleveland and everything. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We will enjoy it. Marcus Thompson of the Bay Area News Group here on Warrior Sound.